Amen. Proverbs 28 and 18. The Bible said, whoso walketh uprightly, everybody say walketh uprightly, shall be saved. But he that is perverse in his ways shall fall at once. Whoso walketh uprightly shall be saved. And I want to preach to you what the Lord dealt with me about yesterday evening. Amen. From this title, salvation is in your walk. Amen. Salvation is in your walk. Amen. Set your Bibles down, and I want some prayer warriors to lift your hands and your voices. I want you to cry out to the Lord for just a little while in the name of Jesus. Come on, lift your voices. Come on, lift it up to Jesus. God, I want you to speak to me today, God. I want you to help me today, God. Come on, does anybody want to be changed in the house? Come on, lift your hands if you want to be changed. Oh, come on, say, change me, God. Work on me, God. Mold me and shape me in this house, Jesus. Hallelujah, we love you, Jesus. Come on now, in a way of worship, why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. I want to preach from this title. Salvation is in your, everybody say, in your walk. Salvation is what everybody wants. It's what everybody is looking for. Amen. Nobody with a normal brain that's not burnt out, amen, wants to spend eternity in hell with the devil. Amen. Everybody, if you get right down to it, if they got any way of even thinking thoughts, will tell you, I don't want to be lost. I need salvation and I want to be saved. The reason you're here today is not to show off your new dress, I hope. But the reason you're here today is to say, I have got to be saved. Amen. I have got to make it to heaven. Why is it important? It's not just a personal decision, but everybody affects other people. Amen. I've watched children act like their parents. I think, good Lord, I hope. Well, it may get quiet before it gets loud. I don't know. Amen. But I would pray that you would have this thought. I would be okay if my children grow up just like me. I would be okay if they grew up praying like I pray. And well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Come on, if you can't say that, you need to be able to say that before we leave today. I'd be all right if my grandchildren ended up just like. Come on. Everybody clap your hands to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody wants to be saved, but here's the problem. Everybody's got an idea of how to do it. Everybody's got their own opinion of how to do it. That's how we ended up with 40,000 plus denominations of just Christianity. Is because a whole lot of people thought, you know what? I think it would be all right if you just did this. I believe you'd be okay if you just lit a candle. There's all kinds of religions, but thank God for the Word of God. Amen. I said, thank God for the Word of God. You know what that does? It takes away your opinion and my opinion and their opinion. And we've got something we can stand on, and we've got something to hold on to. Hey, this Bible talks about the traditions of men. You need to get rid of the traditions of men, and you need to get a tradition of the Bible and get it in your heart and say, it's mine. I'm going to live it. book says, I'm hungry for more. Thank God for the Word of God. Thank God we ain't got to wonder what to do. Thank God we're not questioning what to do. All we got to do is open it up. Well, hallelujah. Come on, you going to praise Him today or you going to? Come on, are you going to hold on to your old traditions? Are you going to say, you know what, if that Bible says it, I'll do it. If the Word of God says it, I'm willing to do it. Hallelujah. Take this whole world. Well, you know, we're not a branch off of any other religion. Some people are trying to figure out who we are. I'll tell you who we are. We're the originals. We're not the Catholic Church. And we didn't protest and quit the Catholic Church. Our roots go back to a little room in Jerusalem called the Upper Room. Amen. Where a man named Simon Peter preached the gospel. And where they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance. Hey, we're not an offshoot. We're not a new religion. We're an old, old walk. Hey, man, we've been walking like this for a long, long time, and we ain't gonna quit now. When the world is backing up, I'm gonna go forward. When religion is backing up, I'm going to keep going forward. Come on, church. If we're going to make it, we're going to have to learn how to walk in the old pathways, not come up with a new way. Hallelujah. I got to preach. I got to, my Lord. Amen. It's so important that you get an understanding of the Word of God. Some people think they're so anointed, they ain't even got to study the Word of God. I'm going to tell you, your anointing don't work unless it's in alignment with the Word of God. I don't want singers up here singing that ain't anointed and don't believe the Word of God. I don't want preachers preaching that don't believe the Word of God, that think they can just come up with whatever they want. I don't want people starting service, amen, that's got their own way of thinking. I don't want people reading scriptures up here that's got their own methods. Amen, give me that old time religion. It's gonna be good enough for me. It was good for Paul and Silas. Amen. Something that's got to happen. Amen. People. You got to get past your own humanism. Amen. Well, it's me. This is how I feel. Me and God have our own little walk. And He speaks to me. I'm glad He does. But I want to ask you what you're hearing. Does it line up with that word? If it don't line up with that word, that's not God speaking to you. It's probably yourself speaking to yourself. Make it quiet. Praise God. I'm going to tell you, you can't just figure out how to make it to heaven. You got to get in the Word of God and you got to get obedient to what it says. That's going to require putting your flesh on an altar. It's going to be. Hallelujah. Let me preach a while. Praise God. This is what Jesus said. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water. Everybody say of water. And of the Spirit. Everybody say Spirit. That's capital S. That's His Spirit, not yours. He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, Everybody say, ye must be born again. Praise God. Amen. When next door they say you don't have to do anything. Some people say, man, we got the internet now. Be careful what you say. I'm glad we got the internet. I'm going to be less careful about what I say. You know, I want to shake somebody up. I want to stir something up. I want people to realize there's more than just a fake walk with God. There is a real, powerful. Well, let me preach a while. Praise God. He said, don't marvel. Don't get shocked. There's going to be a lot of people shocked the day the rapture happens. But there won't be anybody that's ever attended a church where I preached for over once or twice that's going to be shocked. They may not have done what I preached, but they ain't going to be shocked when they're left behind. Because they're going to know you got to be born again. Amen. They're not going to be shocked if they didn't do what was preached and they don't go up. Because they're going to say, I wish I would have. But one thing they won't be is marvel. I can't believe it. No, they're going to believe it. Praise God. In a world that wants to turn everybody into a snowflake. Just do it however you feel. You know, we don't want to hurt your feelings. You know what? I had to get my feelings hurt before I ever got right. Amen. I had to get my feelings all. What do you mean I can't do that no more? Amen. But God started backing up my little feelings and started saying, you, what he's saying is exactly right. What he's preaching is out of that book. And if you want to be saved, you better line up. Hey, it's time to put your feelings behind you and say, here I go. I'm about to walk this walk. I don't know how it's going to turn out. I don't know how, but I'm going to do it with all of my heart. Come on, everybody in this house, lift your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus said you got to be, everybody say, born again. He said the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof. It cannot tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is, everybody say everyone. Everyone that is born of the Spirit will have a sound. I'm going to tell you, to be saved, what everybody wants, there's got to be an experience. There's got to be an experience. Nobody's going to make it to heaven without this born-again experience. Well, my neighbor's moral. I'm glad he is. But he probably thinks you're radical because you're born again. Hallelujah. Praise. I don't think it's radical to do what the Bible says. I think it's radical to make up your own Bible. I think it's radical to come up with your own way of being saved. I think it's radical to come up with your own holiness. I think it's radical to stay home on Sunday morning when you needed to be in church. I think it's radical to sit on a pew when the Holy Ghost is moving and you not move. That's wild to me. That don't make sense to me. Hallelujah. So this is what Peter would preach in Acts 2:38. He would preach the same thing Jesus preached. He said, repent and be baptized. Every one of you, not just the people that feel like you're convicted and need to. He said, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. He didn't say in the titles. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Well, you're going to, if it's in red, that's what I'm going to do. Well, I do it all. I do the red, black, whatever color it is. Why do you baptize in Jesus? Because I know who he is. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made and dwelt among us. Amen. The Word, which was God, became flesh. When you see Jesus, it don't matter if it's in Bethlehem or walking through Caesarea or Nazareth or anywhere else. When you've seen Jesus, you've seen the Spirit of God manifest in the flesh. When he's preaching. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's why we baptize in Jesus' name, because there's not another name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Amen. If you're baptizing me, call the name of Jesus over me. If you're praying for my healing, call the name of Jesus over me. I'm Jesus only. Somebody said, "Will you deny the Father?" I said, "I don't deny the Father." Amen. Jesus said, "When you've seen me, you've seen the Father." How could I deny the Father by saying Jesus is the Father? Jesus, he's everything. You are complete in him who is the head of all principalities. When you've seen him, you've seen it all. He's everything. He's wonderful. He's counsel. I don't know why I'm preaching all this. He's the mighty God. He's the Prince of Peace. What does that mean? He's the Prince and he's the Father at the same time. How does it work? I don't know how it works, but it works. It's what he said, and that's what it is. He's the Prince. Unto us a son is what they said. You deny the Son. I don't deny nothing. I believe Jesus is everything. Well, that can't be Paul. Really? The one that said, "Let there be light," can't be. Don't you know his ways are higher than our ways and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts? You ain't got to break it all down. And, well, if I could just find one scripture somewhere that said, no, amen. You just believe the word of God. God said, if there's another God, I don't know who it is. God said, if there is another one, I ain't ever seen him. And then that God became flesh. What a mystery. What a great mystery. What a wonderful. You know what a mystery is? It's something that we used to not know, but now we know it. That's what a biblical mystery is. Amen. They didn't understand it in the Old Testament. They were saying, "What's your name, God? Who are you?" And he's like, "Well, hang on a minute. Hang on. We're about to show you here." Amen. Praise God. They're still denying who he is over in Jerusalem today. Amen. They still don't understand who Jesus is. They're still waiting on the Messiah. But one of these days, one of these days, the eastern sky is going to split. You know who they're going to see? Stepping out on the clouds. They ain't going to see three, I promise you. They ain't going to see somebody named Jehovah or whatever they want to call it. They're not going to see somebody named Yahweh. They're going to see the one that knocked Paul off of his donkey. And he said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And in red letters in your Bible, Jesus speaks back to him and says, "I am Jesus." Amen. You know what we're going to see one of these days? We're going to see Jesus coming on the clouds for us. Amen. He's coming for those that are walking. Thank you, Jesus. My Lord, I got to preach. Amen. The Bible says, after Peter preached, it says, then they that gladly received his word were baptized. Amen. You got to gladly receive the word. Amen. I've seen people walk out mad, grumbling and griping and complaining. You're not going to get anything. Well, I just don't know. Well, amen. When you learn how to receive it with gladness. See, the problem is people don't like being wrong. Nobody likes it. Hey, you're doing wrong. I didn't like it when I was 2 years old. I still don't like being wrong. I don't like board games because I could lose. I could be wrong. I don't like trivia because I may not know the answer. I don't like being, amen. But when it's the Word of God, you got to get your frown off your face and say, thank God He found me just in time. Thank God I seen it. Thank God He didn't give up. Man, so this is what the Bible said. Then they that gladly received His word were baptized, and the same day 3,000 were added unto them. Praise God. 3,000. And then here's the kicker. And they continued. Everybody say steadfastly. Do y'all know what that means? That means without moving, no shifting. Well, listen, I don't know if it takes all that. Steadfast means click, I'm locked in. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. You know what doctrine is? That's their teachings. It's a fancy word for teaching. They continued steadfast in the apostles' teachings. What were His teachings? Repent. Be baptized in Jesus' name. And keep on praying until you get the Holy Ghost. Until you're speaking until you got that sound like Jesus described. I'm telling you, when you're in the church, you know what the sound sounds like. Oh, hallelujah. I was at Brother Green's 5th year anniversary service in Houston Friday night, and the preacher was preaching, Brother McKillop. And I'm not preaching his message, I promise you, but one thing he did say that was very funny. He said, Pentecost, it wasn't funny, it was sad. He said, Pentecost is more worried about what they look like than what it sounds like. Amen. I know what it sounds like to have 120 people in the upper room. Ooh, shut up. The power of God coming up on people. I know what prayer means supposed to sound like. Lord, don't ever let it turn into quiet as a mouse, still as a rock, 1, 2, 3, freeze. But let it sound like an old Jerusalem prayer meeting. Let it sound like it did the night you got the Holy Ghost. Come on, don't get quiet on me now. After God's filled you and gave you a sound, don't get quiet on Him now. Don't sit down on Him now. Amen. Say, God, I want to pray more than I've ever prayed. Hallelujah. Amen. Everyone that joined the church in the Bible repented of their sins, were baptized in Jesus' name, and they all were filled with the Holy Ghost. I've had people tell me, well, that's the way you teach it or preach it or whatever. But what I read in the Bible was exactly the way I preach it. And then I read where he also said, but there's not another gospel. So if the Bible, if I'm preaching like the Bible says and other people ain't preaching like I'm preaching, they're preaching something that don't exist. This is what Paul would say, I marvel. He's shocked now. He said, I'm shocked that you're so soon removed from Him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Paul said, I just preached and we had Holy Ghost church. I come back, my Lord, what's happened? Where's what's his name? Where's so and so at? Where? I'll tell you where so and so's at. If they never figure this out, right, what I'm about to preach about, they'll be a has been. Paul said, "I'm shocked that you've been removed from this gospel of Christ unto another gospel," and then he said, which is not another. He said, I'm shocked that you walked out on the repentance in Jesus' name baptism and the infilling of the Holy Spirit and found your own another church, because there's not another church. He said, I can't believe it. Can I preach a little while? He said, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. And he said that, but though we or an angel from heaven. Wow. You ever seen them angel seers? I've heard people, they're always seeing angels. Well, I'm glad you do. I've never seen one except my wife. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brownie points. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. But other than that, I've never seen one. Of course, I don't pray to angels either, because I know angels are messengers. I don't talk to messengers. I don't complain to the mailman about the bills. I don't tell the mailman, where's my check? Because he ain't the one cutting my check. He's the messenger. I go to the source. Paul said of an angel from heaven. Well, this is good preaching. I don't know if you. He said, if an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Hey, when you get too spiritual to be preached to, or too angelic to be preached to, you're in confusion, my friend. Hell, I need the Word of God. I need somebody to preach to me. He said, as we said before, so say I now again. In other words, I'm not changing my message this time. Well, I'm hoping after he gets a little older, he'll calm down. Back off on a few things. Amen. I told a man the other day, I will leave you alone. When you see me in a casket or you hear a real loud trumpet. But until then, I'm going to be on your trail saying, where are you at? It's time to go to church. I'm not changing. How could you back up from the Word of God? It's the power of God unto salvation. Come on, clap your hands to the Lord. Amen. None of this is what I even come to preach about. But I'm about to get there in 5 minutes. So if an angel walks into your room and tells you something different, let me tell you what you tell him. Get lost. I heard a story. I don't know if it's true, but I'm going to tell it like I believe it's true. And if it ain't, hopefully it ain't. But anyway. Jimmy Swagger, y'all ever heard of him? He said, now this story I heard, so just let me tell it. And it may be true, I don't know. He said, I was wondering if the oneness or the Trinity was right. And I couldn't figure it out. And he said, an angel walked into my room and told me, it's the Trinity, Jimmy, or whatever he said. Praise God. Well, if Jimmy would have read the Bible before the angel showed up, you know what I like to do? I like to get on their Instagram when they're singing and they're preaching, and I make comments like, Acts 2:38 all the way, baby. Just stuff like that. I like to comment things like, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh. Hey, I don't, Paul walked into a place, where was that city he walked in, and he said, you know what? What city was it? Athens, maybe. And he said, I'm looking at you, and y'all are too superstitious. Amen. People try to turn living for God into some superstitious thing, like you're waiting for a brand new revelation to show up. Let me tell you, honey, there ain't none gonna show up. They're all written. They're already there. You just gotta open the book, read the book. He said, eat it. I like that even. He said, take the scroll and eat it. And when you eat it, some of it's bitter on your belly. I didn't write it, so I'm not apologizing for it. Amen. Some of it don't taste good. It causes heartburn. And you got to change some things you've been doing. But thank God it's written. Because it's written, we can... I'm trying to preach. Hang on. I'm trying to get to what I'm going to preach. Amen. But listen to this. Amen. Paul writing to Corinthians, he said, but what I do that I will do that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, they may be found even as we. For such are false prophets. They're deceitful workers, are transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Praise God. Well, I mean, let me tell you something. Everybody that goes by the title Reverend or Bishop or Pope or Prophet. Well, I'm really on it today. I'm not impressed with titles. I'm impressed with obedience and submission to the Word of God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, some people think because somebody went to seminary that they're some kind of special people. Amen. They ain't no more special than the homeless man under a bridge. Without the power and the anointing and the truth from God, they're nothing. Amen. Matter of fact, they're more dangerous. Can I do? Somebody with a title without truth is more dangerous than a homeless man is, than a thief is, than a robber is, because people look up. Boy, he's got a nice suit. He owns the biggest house in Louisiana. Praise God. Amen. Think that I seen something the other day, and this guy was so rich. And of course, when he opened his mouth, it sounded like a devil talking. But he was saying what a prophet he was. And he said, my house is the biggest house in Louisiana. Amen. God gave it to me. And he's saying all this. And he said, but the scripture says, honey, what was that one? The worm, the mouthpiece of God couldn't remember what he was preaching. Amen. I want to tell you what my Bible says. It said, do not marvel. I should have named it Marvel. The Bible said, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Let me tell you, everybody puts a suit and tie on and has got a plaque on the wall. That's why I don't have a... That's why I didn't go to Bible college. One of the reasons. Another reason I didn't want to. Praise God.
But just because, my Lord, you got a doctorate in divinity and a doctorate in stupidity because you think, because you got a piece of paper, you can manipulate people into giving you everything they got and thinking that you're going to get by with God. I want to tell you, you better... Hey, if they ain't preaching what this Bible said, you might as well... Well, they got so many good things on YouTube. I follow their channel because they're so smart. They're so smart, they don't even know that there's not a Trinity. If they don't even know that God is one, the very basic, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is... One don't become three. One is one. And if they can't even figure out there's only one God, do you think they're going to help you somehow? One, two, three, four, five. Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, praise him in the house. Praise him in the house. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. This is not even what I was going to preach, but this is what I'm preaching right now. Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter who they are. If they get off on this book and they start writing their own Bible, you better pack your bags. Hey, I'm telling you, amen, I may go, I'm not even saying that. Amen. You better get the book in your heart. You better believe it with all your heart. Amen. There's been a lot of churches, amen, that started out on fire and they ended up with nothing. They ended up in trouble because people started backing up. Hallelujah. Praise God. What you end up with it. If it's not Bible-based, it's called a cult. It's getting quiet now. I said if it's not Bible-based, it's a cult. So when somebody with a big, long, white robe can stand up and bless same-sex marriage, and everybody just lines up and follows along, when this Bible is against it from the front to the back, you know what that is? That's a cult. That's not a church. That's a bunch of deceivers. Thank God for every one of them in the hierarchy that stood up and said, this ain't right. I pray they get the Acts 2:38 message. I pray they get the revelation. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. The Bible said there's one Lord. Everybody say one Lord. One faith. One baptism. You say, well, we baptize our own way. You can't do that. You can't do it. Praise God. If you build a church, seats more than 300. This one seats right under 300. The reason we built it like that, so we didn't put sprinklers in. And I was talking to my pastor, and I said, well, how did you get by without putting sprinklers in your building? It holds thousands of people. He said, I'm apostolic. I don't believe in sprinkling. Praise God. We don't believe in sprinkling. We believe we are buried with him in baptism. That means we go completely under in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. There's only one baptism. There's one God. Everybody say one God. Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. You got to have this experience, my friend. You got to have this born again experience or you will not leave this earth. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, it'll quicken your mortal body. You know what that means? That spirit of God that lifted up that dead, lifeless
DNA of Jesus and picked him up. If that Holy Ghost dwells in you, one of these days it's going to quicken us. You know what that means? It's going to yank us up out of here. Amen. But if you ain't ever had the Holy Ghost, there's nothing to pick you up by. You've got to be born again. Hallelujah. Everybody say it's got to happen. Amen. You can be seated. I'm going to preach for 5 minutes now about what I come to preach about. Praise God. Everybody say you got to have the experience. It's 11:55. I've seen people turn around. Hallelujah. You got to have the experience. Amen. But the experience alone is not what saves you. Well, it's getting quiet now. Salvation comes from your walk. You must have the experience. You got to be born again. But this experience has got to produce a new life. And that new life has to produce a new walk. And it's that walk is what's going to save you. Salvation is in the walk. The walk is made possible by the experience. I feel sorry for people trying to live for God without the experience. Somebody, yesterday we was talking about we got some people that live way out in the country. They're holiness people, but they don't believe you got to have the Holy Ghost. And we were talking about how mean they are. And this guy said, I wonder why they're so mean. I said, I know why they're mean. They're trying to be holy without the Holy Ghost. I'd be mad too if I had to straighten up and live right and clean out the fridge and clean out the closet and do all without the Holy Ghost. But it's the experience that gives you the power to walk the walk. The Bible said you shall receive power. When? After that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. How am I going to do this? You're going to have to get the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Can you imagine? Amen. This is why I always say there's a window of opportunity for people to pray through. I feel the fear of God in my spirit right now. There's a window of opportunity for people to pray through, and the reason is because they get frustrated. I mean, can you imagine trying to jump and run or whatever y'all people do and act like you wild people, but not have what y'all have? Praise God. You know who we really need to be praying for? The people that are coming, but they haven't really broke through yet. Don't get mad at people. Don't judge people. Be moved with compassion. Say, God, please. God, let them let them have this experience, God, before they get frustrated and walk out thinking it's just another church. This ain't just another church, my friend. This is a powerful church. This is a powerful gospel. Hey, man, when it happens, it's going to change your life. When you feel it, when it clicks, when it comes on you, you're going to get power. Whatever you do, don't get weary. Hey, man, just keep on pushing. Hey, man, this experience gives us the power. And it's this power that helps us make this walk. People, preaching is like this vessel full of happiness and sadness at the same time. I don't know how to explain it. People that lose their walk with God, they either wanted to lose it or they lost the power that helped them walk the walk. Because you can't do this without the Holy Ghost.
The Bible said, whoso walketh uprightly shall be saved. It didn't say whoever gets a Holy Ghost breakthrough on Sunday night, you're good from there on out. That's Baptist doctrine on steroids, but that's once saved, always saved. If you think one touch from God is going to carry you all the way to glory, we believe it just like everybody else. But if you believe I got to walk the walk, if you believe that he that endureth till the end shall be saved, you're going to understand it's more than just a Sunday night. Holy Ghost, woo, I felt it Sunday night. It's more than that, my friend. It's a walk on Monday and a walk on Tuesday. Amen. If you want to know why I'm pushing people all the time, you need to get a breakthrough. You need a breakthrough. Every time you come to this church, you need to pray until you're speaking in tongues. I had a preacher tell me, don't tell people that. You're putting a burden on people. I thought, what? You're going to let them run out of gas is what you're going to do, sir. You, if the experience gives you the power to walk the walk, I want to experience it every day of my life because I got to walk in this world. Without the experience, you can't walk the walk. Without the experience, something's going to knock you out. Why you push people to pray? Because I want you on fire for God. That gives you the fuel to make it on Monday. It gives you... Don't lift your hands, but do you feel different on Thursday than you do Sunday? I mean, look this way. Don't even nod your head. Do you feel different on Friday than you do on Wednesday when you're feeling the power? You shouldn't. God brings us together to sit in heavenly places to get recharged. But on Monday, you got to learn how to get a breakthrough. Amen. I fought against this logging in for prayer deal a long time, and I think the Lord just whipped me about a week or two ago. And I hope everybody comes to church. But more than that, I hope if you can't get here, you're going to stop somewhere. The purpose is to be able to walk the walk. And if you don't experience it, I'm telling you, experiences fade. I'm not here to break your heart, but that's why Paul, speaking to Timothy, said, hey, listen to me, youngin. You better stir up the gift that is in you. What was he talking about? You better get a prayer life. Don't you go try to preach in every Sunday and you never ain't even prayed. Don't you try to walk this walk and you ain't even touching God. You better learn how to stir it up. Stand together with me. I gotta quit. Praise God. Was that what I was going to preach? I mean, no. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why do you got to do this? Let me tell you why. Because when you open up your Bible and you read Romans, the 7th chapter, and the man who's writing the Bible, the man who's caught up to the third heaven, the man who's intelligent and God moves upon him is saying, you know what, every time I try to do right. I ain't talking about a heathen. I'm not Barabbas. I'm talking about Paul. He said, I find a law in me. Every time I try to do right, I end up doing wrong. Well, that was a good damper, wasn't it? Like a wet towel. I'm talking about a spiritual man called of God. The Bible writer says, every time I want to apologize, I just push them again. Every time I want to pray, I just scowl. Yeah. It was a man. He's in this room. I told the men Friday night. We were not Friday night, when we was washing feet, Wednesday night. There was a man in that room. He's in this room right now. He was having a bad day one day. And he called me all upset. And he said, I just can't live it. I ain't like all you people. I said, you just like all of us people when we want to do right. There's something in us. I'm glad the story don't end there, though. Because that same writer, Brother Lance, this is what he said. He said, the law of the Spirit hath made me free from the law of sin. You know what he was saying? I want to do right. Something inside me don't want me to do right. But if I can get to that church and get on that altar, and that old Holy Ghost begins to stir in me one more time, I can walk this walk as long as I got this Holy Ghost walking with me, long as I'm getting my breath. Come around this front for just 2 or 3 minutes, please. Amen. I want you to understand. I want you to understand why I preach like I preach. Why I go around and pray for people. It's not that I think you're lost. Don't think that at all. I understand how important it is for you to get breakthroughs. For you to pray until you're speaking in tongues. Because that gives you the power to walk another walk. Yeah. Salvation ain't on Sunday night. Salvation is you walking this walk. There's only one way to do it, Sister Lila. Well, I wasn't raised in it. I'm not like y'all. It don't matter. When you come to God, you get the Holy Ghost, you get a new culture. Well, my culture ain't like your culture. No, you get the Holy Ghost, your culture be like my culture. Amen. Yeah. My culture was to hate people that didn't look like me. My culture was to hate people that didn't speak my language. But something happened when I got the Holy Ghost. It changed me. Now I love everybody. Even if they're from the north and they sound different. And they, even if they came from the other side of the tracks than I was raised. What's the deal? I don't know, but I'm changed. I got this power. It's this power that's helped me walk from 2001 to 2025 now. And there ain't no reverse in my transmission because I threw it out the window. How are we going to make it? This is how we're going to make it, Brother Jerry. This is how we're going to do it. We're going to get another breakthrough. Yeah. What do you mean by breakthrough? This is what I mean. We're going to pray until that Holy Ghost begins to flow like a river again. Yeah. Jesus said, out of your belly shall flow rivers. Well, I did it one time. What, rivers ain't singular. Did he say a river? I'm trying to remember. He said rivers of living water. Well, I feel like I've lost it. It's okay. You can get it back. There's waters to swim in if you want to. You can go as deep in this as you want to. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord. Come on, let's pray a little while in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let it break right now, God. Let the Holy Ghost come upon this house. God, let people be renewed, strengthened. God, let prayer get a hold of people. Ooh, let...
Come on, let the prevailing spirit of this church be a spirit of prayer. A spirit of prayer. Spirit of anointing. Come on, in Jesus' name. Maybe you could join with somebody next to you and just pray a little while. Can you pray until you feel a little release in your spirit? Come on, can you pray until the joy comes? Oh, can you pray until you feel the peace of God? Oh, come on, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, cry out to Him. Cry out to Him. Yield to what you feel. Come on, pray until the river begins to flow. Come on, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, spring up a well. Come on, teach us how to walk in it, God. Teach us to be consistent, God. Teach us how to push forward. Oh, I say, Yea, Lord, do it again. Every day of my life. Every day of my life. Oh, nah. Jesus. Jesus. Come on, let it break. Come on, let it. Let Him have free reign. Oh, hallelujah. 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 I want it, God. I want the consistency. God, I don't want to be up and down. Oh, I want to walk. Come on, this is where salvation comes.